Today's daf is daf samach tet amud aleph. We're holding at the Mishnah, Halakha Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yecholim Mamzerim Liitayer. Look, I mean, according to the way this works out, a mamzer can now see to it that his children should be kosher, because all he has to do is kesad mamzer shenasa shivcha. Since we said that the child is an eved, so mamzer shenasa shivcha, we said bina eved. Okay. So now shichruro nimtza ben menchorin. So all he has to do is purchase a shivcha, then take her as a wife, and then free his son. Now everything is great. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer, a lot of good that's going to do. Areze eved mamzer. Now you got two problems. You started off for just one issue, now you got two issues. Now, when Rabbi Tarfon said this, asks the Gemara, go ahead. Was Rabbi Tarfon saying that this is something you can go out and do lechatchila? So that lechatchila kama? Is he saying that although we base the iser of marrying a shivcha from the posik of lo yekadesh b'Yisrael, that it's a reference dafka to Yisrael kasher, but not to a mamzer? Or, the way Tosus learns elsewhere, the point is that there is nobody that represents more kideshut, so to speak, than the mamzer himself. So to tell a mamzer lo yekadesh is just sort of rubbing salt into the wound, right? So it wouldn't be referring to him. Therefore, he could take her. All he's saying is that a mamzer shenasar shivcha lamaisa, the children would be kosher, but I mean, we can't tell him to do this because, after all, it's osur because of the fact that he's a member of Yisrael. That's my question. Well, tashma, amrulo l'Rabbi Tarfon. Let's take a look at the Braita. In the Braita, they tell Rabbi Tarfon, tiarta ta zecharim, all you did was bimetayr de zecharim, velo tiarta de nekevot. Now, the only difference the Gemara thinks at this point, which is a rather funny havamina, the Gemara is assuming that the Eitzah would work both for a zohar and for a nekeva, despite the fact that the Mishnah says that the vlad would be kimota, and this is sort of weird, but the Gemara holds that that's only because the iser of the chatnut means that we create a situation where we ignore the anyone but the mother. But since over here you'd be saying it would be mutter because of a mamzer, this is how the Shita lo nadalmi explains the Gemara. The Gemara's have, I mean, obviously we don't stick with this, as you know. But since over there would be mutter, so the Gemara thought the same thing would theoretically work for Nekeva, except what could possibly be the difference? The difference would be that a zohar would be willing to travel to a place where nobody knows him, and then he would go and he would take the shivcha and pretend to be an eved ivri. And fine, but what would a woman do who's in her place and everybody knows what the situation is? What is she going to do? That seems to be what the problem is that they're asking here in the Braita. So if you're going to tell me that he's saying you can do this, so what's the problem? She'd go to Beit Din. She could say, I'm a mamzer. If I need to be retired, my children. So arrange for me to get married to an eved. So tinsav le'avda. And this is the Gemara, no. When the Mishnah says it goes according to her, it has nothing to do with the heter nisui. It's because eved and lochias. What good is that going to do you? The eved is, he doesn't exist over here, the chlal. All that we're going to be left with is your yichus. Your yichus is mamzer. And that's not going to change. So that's what they're tying. This is a very good eitzah, but it doesn't work for females because of the ikar din, not because of the logistics. Okay, toshma. So then let's see from another case. Ushpezichti the Rabbi Smaloi mamzer haven. Now the guy that Rabbi Smaloi used to stay with when he was in yeshiva was a mamzer. But he was already married, had a family of mamzerim. So Rabbi Smaloi told him one day, you know, it's such a shame that I got here after you were already married. If I had gotten here before, I could have worked out a way for you to have children who were mamzer. See, akad matcha teyahartinu levin chalavanecha. I could have made your children to orim. Nah, I mean, what does that mean? See, yamibishu. If you're telling me that this eitzah, Rabbi Tarfon, is an actual eitzah, it's something you could do. So that would make sense that Rabbi Smaloi would tell him, go ahead and marry a shivcha, because you're allowed to. So then shapir. Eliyamid the avad. If Rabbi Tarfon was only saying theoretically, if a mamzer did this, he could be mitayer. So I don't understand what exactly would Rabbi Smaloi be saying. I would have given you an eitzah to do an iser. So what a shame I wasn't here. I mean, difficult to believe, isn't it? So what are you saying? Yam tadiavad. Mind you, what would be? Ah, actually, there is a way out over here, because what he could have done is the mantiv leitzah v'amar leizil gnov. What he could have told him was, you know what? Why don't you steal from the kind of guy that would be Michael, you know, but get caught and don't have money to pay, and then have him take you to court, and then the court sells you as an eved ivri, and then as an eved ivri, you're allowed to marry a shifra. So he's not an eved ivri. What? Come off it, man. B'shnei the Rebbe Smiloi, eved ivri, mihavi. There was no eved ivri. You know any eved ivris in our time? Well, it was no different in those times. There is no Eved Ivri, unless there's also the Yovel, and that the two dinim are interdependent. So that can't be what the Eitzah would have been. Apparently, Rabbi Tarfon's Eitzah indeed is a Lechatchila. El Alach, Shema Mina Rabbi Tarfon Lechatchila, Ka Amar, Shema Mina. Or Rabbi Yudomar Shmuel, indeed, Alacha, Ka Rabbi Tarfon. That's exactly how we pass it.
Which means that the males had an out, but the females are stuck.
Right, that's correct. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hareze Eved Mamzer, gets even worse. Omar Rabbi Elazar, not to be confused with Rabbi Eliezer, this is Rabbi Elazar, the Amor explaining Rabbi Eliezer. My time of the Rabbi Eliezer, what was his reasoning? The Omar Krah, there's a very strange word. Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekal Hashem, Gam Dor Asiri Lo Yavo Lo. What is that extra low? And that low is coming to tell me, Halech Acher Psulo. No matter where he goes, even if he goes to a Shifra Knaanit, no way. It's always going to shine out his Mamzerut, so that he cannot be Mitztayer. What did the Rabbanan do with that low, which is indeed extremely striking? That's talking about a case where Yisrael, kosher, marries a female mamzeret. Now, would you not have thought that in the same way that we define the yichus of the Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, goes according to father? So too, within the mishpachot of Yisrael, the mamzerim represent a class which is carried, in terms of chiyus, by the father. But if the mother is mamzeret, it doesn't make any difference. That's what you would think. Therefore, comes along the pasuk to tell me, ata lo avke. The word lo, which stresses the status of the mamzer, that always floats to the top. So it takes away the mishkotam lebet avotam. V'Rabbi Eliezer. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said this is coming to tell me dafka the case of the shivcha. How does he get that? Well, says Rabbi Eliezer, look, did you not agree? You just agreed to me, basically. Because you said that despite the fact that the natural state of the Yichus would have been to follow the Mishpachotam Levet Avotam. But we're not going to do that, are we? Because of the fact that it says lo. So I say, fine, in exactly the same fashion, so even though I understand your logic, Rabbi Tarfon, it says, I'm going back to waking you up. This is no good. The president's probably going to come. Huh? Ah, very good. So even though I understand your logic, it says, Eishav yiladeh tiyel adoneha, which means that it all basically goes now according to that yichus, right? Ah, that's true. But it's no more true than the mishpachotam levet avotam. So if the lo changed that, then the lo can change that. And therefore, ata lo afke. The lo comes to say, despite that, nonetheless, the mamzerut shines through, even though the case over here is that it would be according to the shivcha. And the Rabbanan say, no, sir, there is a very important difference between the two cases. Ko vlad bime'e shivcha k'na'anit, ki vlad bime'e ve'e ma'adami. There's a big difference between attempting to determine whether we follow the father or the mother in a case where there is a father. But when you're talking about a shivcha k'nanit, there is no father. That's the point. We might as well be talking about interspecies breeding. We ignore that the father. What are you going to say? And the father of this chamor is? This is Amado Melech Chamor. So we're not certainly going to look to the human and say, this is the human father. We don't say that. You can't say in a pasuk that's telling you, Yishav Yeladeh Tiyelah Adoneha, that there's a father that we're also going to have to consider.
Even if the father's not there, because the mother's
there. Specifically. That's the point. Makes some difference. So, therefore, to say that on the first level, the word lo will determine who to follow when there's a father and a mother. Yes. But when the whole point of the pasuk is that there is no chiyus to the father, so in this case, like the case of a shivcha k'nanit, it makes no sense to say that there's a blanket idea of lo, that mamzerut would rise to the top, even in such a case. At least if we have an alternative, and we do have an alternative, that it's coming to address the mishpachotam, levet avotam. Hadron alacha omer. But, we have to call Sabotash quickly.
I have to mention it, I'm giving up. Last short.
Ask him if we should put in his part of the money.
So what's with your
Where's the speaker?
Should start with nice.
Gets a discount on the shaking.
What's the davening when it's coming time to say Belina or Fankton Elikaparak? Who's gonna do this? Get to the part in davening where it says, Beli Neder, Zotter Eler, can you get to that part? He's still continuing with his prayers. What are we going to do? This is terrible. How are we going to end the prayer? I'm still not catching those words. You weren't talking to me? Okay, we have contact. We have contact. Okay. All right, ready? Hadron alacha omer. Oh, did you get it? This is a pretty weak speaker. This is the most it can go? Speaker on. How do you make it higher? Speaker volume 5. Boy, oh boy. Say it again. Whoa. Okay. And now, Fainton. Asara Yukasin Alumi Bavel. Thank you very much. Go to Sabotage. And make it back, yeah, make it back more quickly. Here, say hello.
The original.
The original, yeah. Okay. Thank you. And get a new phone. Asara Yukasin Alumi Bavel. Now, as we're going to see in the Gemara, this is all fascinating new issues now, and it's as if we're starting a new Masechta for all intents and purposes. When Ezra left Bavel, he brought along with him all of the Gedolei Hador, and was very concerned. Do you remember how the Galut in Bavel began? Before the general population went up to Bavel, all of the Charash and Masger went. And that refers to the carpenters and the people who knew how to build things. That refers to the Gedolei Hador, so that they set up all of the infrastructure for the nation when they would arrive in Bavel, so that they would have day schools and they would have Beit Din and so on and so forth. Nebuchadnezzar.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, not consciously, but he thought he was decapitating the population. Or actually was preparing for their future success in Bavel.
That's Phyllis Yoyachim.
Yes.
Right? So I just saw the food dispersing to Yoyachim of the Mel of Bavel, the record of it, how much oil.
Yes, thank you.
Next best thing to being there.
Yes. I thought the British Museum was being there. So, in any event, the inverse occurred at the end of Galut Bavel, in which basically all of the leading citizenry went along with Ezra back to Eretz Yisrael, but nobody else did, which created something of a problem, because if you don't have an active and respected Sanhedrin, then things can rapidly get out of control. So what Ezra did is he took every mamzer with him, that is still noted. So The population that came with him was comprised of every yichus problem imaginable. But behind him, at least, he left a population that wouldn't need to have intervention by Batei Dinim and all kinds of scandals in the Rabbanut and the Machleket and the Suin and God knows what. And he realized they wouldn't be able to deal with that. And therefore, he took it along with him. And there were 10 different levels of yichus that came along with Ezra and that have different dinim that this Mishnah is going to explain. Exactly. So they are as follows. No. It's just saying that he wanted to make sure there were no Isurim that were left back in Bavel. So Bavel had the cleanest yichus of all. So let's count them out. You have Kohanim. So you have Kohane, Levie, Yisraeli. It's three. Chalalai refers to Kohanim who are Chalalim. You have Gerim. That's five. Charure refer to Eved or Shifcha that are now Meshufrarim. And then you have real psula yichus as mamzerim, nitinim, okay, that's eight. Now the nitinim, you'll recall, these were the givonim, and there was a major machlokus we had back in Ketuvot between Rashi and Tosfos as to whether we're dealing with an issur d'oraita or an issur d'rabbana. Rashi learns these were regular gerim, became gerim in the time of Yoshua, but because of their behavior in the story of Shaul and the drought, so David was gozer on them that they're not to be yavo b'kahal because of their rotten midot, and therefore we have an iser derabbanan, but only derabbanan of chitun. Tosfos says no. These, remember, the givonim were actually phonies. They were members of the Shiva Amamim, and it was prohibited to marry with them anyway. They presented themselves as not being members of Kinaan, so that the original iser of lo titchaten still obtains, and therefore it's an issur d'oraita. Now, of course, that's a big question, because many Rishonim hold that we paskin once there is a geirut, there's no issur of chitun. The Torah only asks of chitun as goyim, not as Jews, so that surprisingly anybody, I mean, it could be from a molech, once he becomes Jewish, then there's no question anymore about his connection to his previous nationality. Okay, so this is machlokes, whether in Netine we're dealing with an issur d'rabbanan or an issur d'oraita. And the last two cases are shetuki. Shetuki means that every time the kid says daddy to somebody, his mother says, shut up, kid. So that's shetuki. She keeps saying shh. So in other words, we do not know who daddy is. Now in that case, we have a suffix about the yichus. And a sufi is we don't know who the mother is either. So we picked up this baby in a garbage bin somewhere. And now the question is, exactly how to treat him. Again, obviously, the halachic considerations in these cases are varied and intense. So basically, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraeli. Let's start. I mean, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraeli. The first three levels. O mutarim lavoze bezeh. There's no problem there of intermarriage. Levim, Yisraelim, Chalalim, Gerim, and Charurim, which again, remember, means Avadim and Shvachot, who are now Mishuchrarim. There, too, there's no problem of intermarriage, because a mishuchrar becomes completely Jewish at the moment of shichrur, a ger becomes completely Jewish at the moment of gerut, and so they are allowed to marry one another, but the kohanim now get dropped off of this, so this set is only now partially congruous with the opening set, but we had to drop out kohanim to be in their own set now, because these can marry each other, but a kohen can't marry a halal. And a Kohen cannot marry a Gioret because of the problem of the assumption of Znut and Bishukhrar for the same reason. Ashivcha is also assumed to be sexually promiscuous and therefore not Roy for Kohen. We'll see if there's other issues later on. Okay, the next set would be Gerim, Charurim, Mamzerim, Netinim, Shtukim, and Asufi. All of these are mutarim lavo zeh bezeh. Again, because apparently we're holding that this is not called Kahal Hashem. We've already seen this as a machlokas. And therefore, there'd be no problem for mamzerim to marry into mishpachat gerim, because that's not called lo yavo mamzer b'kahal Hashem. Fine. What is a shtuki? Elohim shtuki. Kol shehu makir et imo, a child who knows who his mother is, but he no makir et aviv, he doesn't know who his father is. And a Sufi is koshin esaf min hashuk, Veinu makir lo ata viva lo atimo. Now, Abba Shaul, he used to say, don't call a shtuki a shtuki. Call a shtuki a beduki. Why? Because, as we'll see, he believes that it's possible to get to the bottom of this through ne'amanut of the mother, as to the father was. That's a major, it's not just a question of how to refer to somebody. Obviously, it's a question of whether, do we say the father always remains a mystery, which is the big shh, or do we say there's a way to get to the bottom of the mystery, which is bidok. Whole new worlds open up. Asarayu chasin alumi babel. Okay, the language is sort of funny. I mean, first of all, what's this alu business? I mean, why don't you just say hohu? And the other question is, who cares where they came from? I mean, isn't the important point that they go to Eretz Yisrael, right? That's the point. So why are we saying alumi babel? Why not say hohu la Eretz Yisrael? So let's address these points separately. The lashon of alu is milta agavurche kamashmalan. It's coming to teach me something, and that is that it's always aliyah to come to Eretz Yisrael. Kiretanya v'kamta v'alita l'makom shivchar Hashem lokecha. Get up and rise, go upwards to the place that God has chosen. Malam shepet amigdash gavoa mikol Eretz Yisrael, v'Eretz Yisrael gavoa mikol aratzot. So from here we learn. The Beit HaMikdash is higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is higher than the rest of the world. What? How do we see that? I mean, the most you could say is Bishwen of Beit HaMikdash, Govon Mikol Eretz Yisrael, yes. But I understand. But remember that Hainu Dichtiv, I mean, look at the context of this pasuk. It's talking about people living in Eretz Yisrael. That's what it's saying. Because the case over there begins. The pasuk begins. Ki Palei Mimcha Davar, you don't know what the din is. Bisha'arecha, divrei rivot bisha'arecha. You've got all kinds of arguments. So then, if you want to know what to do, v'kamta alita l'almakom, go to the Beit Din HaGadol. So there, it's divrei rivot bisha'arecha, meaning you start off in Eretz Yisrael. So you're telling me, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be going up v'kamta v'alita. But how do you know that if you're living in Nepal, that you're also going to be going up to Eretz Yisrael? You know, it sure feels like you're sledding downwards. Huh? So how do you know? Eretz Yisrael gavah mikol haratzot minala. Dichtiv, lachein hinei yamim baim nuhum Hashem. The days will come, v'lo yomru otchai Hashem ha'asher he'alad b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. People will no longer think about the great historical events of the aliyah to Eretz Yisrael from Eretz Mitzrayim, but rather kim chai Hashem asher he'alad asher evi et zera b'et Yisrael me'eretz tzafono mikol haratzot. So you see that there is an aliyah from all of the lands. Asher hidaktim sham. Therefore, this includes all lands. If David were here, he would ask the question that everybody's too sleepy to ask. I'm really surprised nobody's shouting out. I guarantee you, David would have been yelling. And that is, it says Asher alav Asher hevi. Obviously, to tell you that there's some places Asher Ela, but there's other places Asher Evi. No. Which, how can you learn out here that all lands are considered to be Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael? If it says Beferish Asher Evi, to make it clear that it's not always Asher Ela?
Hashem put us some places, but not in other places?
No, it means from Nepal you'll go downhill. And from the Grand Canyon you'll go uphill. But so there's places Asher Ela, and there's places Asher Evi. Where do you see from here? Kol haratzot. Right? All the Achronim are bothered by this question.
Is it a reference to being here and on the other
Megal? No. It's talking about going out of Galut.
Basically, we're living this story, but nobody's still going to the honor.
Yeah.
It's the greatest story ever told.
So, the Rashash has a horrible turret. Which is that the pasuk is Eino Chinami is only coming to tell you that the lands immediately surrounding Eretz Yisrael would be Asher Allah, but you can't say from all over the world Asher. It's exactly the opposite of the Gemara. I mean, it's outrageous there. Where I mean, it's not even true. Certainly, I mean, there's lands. I mean, if the people are living on top of the Hermon, I assume they're probably also going downhill, even to the Beit HaMikdash. I'll tell you the real teretz. There's no question that this is the teretz. The real teretz is
Israeli.
Yeah, but 100% this is the truth. that clearly we can't be referring to two different places. Asher Ha'alav, Asher Hevi. That's crazy. I mean, so then forget about it. Why talk about that Asher Ha'alav? I just say a general subsuming term. Asher Hevi, Mikola Ha'atzof. We don't need to talk about Asher Ha'alav B'chlav. Therefore, what the Pasuk is coming to tell you is that even though it's clear that you're going downhill, Asher Hevi, and that's the overall sense. He's bringing you. It makes no difference what the altitude is, but it's always Aliyah. That's what it's coming to tell you. So in other words, you shouldn't think that it means literally, and of course everybody asks, also a separate question, what was that supposed to mean? It's ridiculous. So again, they give ridiculous answers. Well, I mean, since after all, the earth is a circle, if you defer and decide that this is the top of the earth, it's the center, so everything else is going downhill. Again, you know, it's a rather primitive kinds of
earth.
Yeah, correct. I mean, the Gemara itself said Beis HaMikdash isn't even the highest place. Right? That's, they went down because of Ein Itam. So I'm saying that's the point. The Pasuk is saying there's two issues over here. There's the Shar Hevi. That's of course true. But the Pella is that in order to get there to Israel, it requires ultimately an Aliyah. And that also is a Pella, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And you see what happens before that takes place. Right? Where it's only Asher Hevi, it's pretty bad news around here. There's no Aliyah, then in Okinami. The country comes out on the bottom of the garbage heap. But that the finish is that in order to have the Yemot HaMashiach, there is in fact a She'elah. So we can't yet say this Pasuk.
What if you say it's a spiritual Aliyah?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Asher Hevi, as always, nonetheless, Asher He'elah. Yeah. I mean, what do you think I was talking about? It's always Aliyah. That's what I'm saying. No matter where you're coming from, it's always Aliyah.
Coming up in number of mitzvahs.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. So that answers our first question. I asks the Gemara, okay, you've only answered the first question, but my Aryatani Alumi Bavel. I understand why you need the word Aliyah. But why not say Alule Eretz Yisrael? Who cares where you came from? I mean, just say Alule Eretz Yisrael. If you're only coming to address the status of Asara Yuchasin, does it really matter where they came from? Not bad.
He's there.
What? Well, that was a full 20 bytes. That's amazing. He's got real heavy-duty storage now.
He went up from nodding. From nodding to wickle.
All right. So, what about the other question? Says the Gemara, that part of the Mishnah is B'sayyeh Leila Rabbi Elazar. The Omer Rabbi Elazar, Lo Allah Ezra mi Babel, Acha Asa'aki Solet Nikiyavi Allah. This now is Nogea Halacha of what the din would be about Sfeikas of Yuchsin in Babel. So what Rabbi Elazar says, there were no Yichus problems left in Babel. Ezra didn't go until he turned that place into pure sifted flour that had no garbage left in it. And that was the whole point, because he knew that he wasn't leaving behind people that were capable of dealing with problems, and that instead they would have a Rabbanut HaRashit that would only get into more problems. And so because of that, he figured, let's deal with the issue now while we can, before we leave a bunch of idiots behind to deal with serious problems. Cleansing. Yeah. Those were the days when that was
a positive.
A positive, exactly. That wasn't very long ago, when we were bringing the blessings of civilization. You know? All right. Yes, indeed.
I just have a thought. I mean, the focus here of the Gemara is primarily who we brought in from Alul Eretz Yisrael. But from more and more quarters, I'm seeing this farther throughout the world, including like in India and elsewhere, they view themselves as coming from Babel. That's their root identity, which means that Ezra's impact on the Jews of Babel basically allowed Sephardic Jewry to be a reliable lineage, which they pride themselves on.
The DNA shows
the impact.
Yeah, Sephardic Jewry is a very broad statement, but you're talking about... Okay. Now, the question over here is, when we say that they came up, what does that mean? In chains? I mean, it says Asra Yuchasin. How do we learn this? So Abaya says, Itmar Abaya says, Alu means they came up on their own, you know, Mi'aleim. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Rabbi says, no. The correct word is He'elum. Asra Yuchasin He'elum Mi'Bavel. That actually, he dragged them up. And he made sure that they were all taken out of Babel. And the Machlokas would go for B. Kamiflegei b'Rabbi Elazar. The Omer Rabbi Elazar lo Allah Ezra mi Babel hachasak yisolot nikiyav Allah. So if Abaye says that they came up only on their own, then obviously it wasn't up to Ezra. He couldn't have taken care of everybody, because what if somebody didn't want to go? And therefore, there's no way that Abaye's pshat works with Rabbi Elazar. So Abaye let lay the Rabbi Elazar. Rava, who said he actually forced them to make Aliyah, so Rava ain't lay the Rabbi Elazar. Rava holds that he needed to drag them out in order not to leave behind problems. Or, Ibai Tema, we could say that actually everybody holds of Rabbi Elazar. And Hachabaka Miflige, the question over here is not whether you needed to get them all to be Ola. There's easy ways to get them to be Ola. What Ezra did is he opened up an internet site on which he provided the yichus information of every mamzer that existed in Bovo. So now, the problem was that every mamzer knew he's in big tzaras now. Maybe we ought to go to a new place where basically I could find myself a little hole and ultimately, you know, marry and set myself up. So he didn't drag them up, but they went on their own, voluntarily. Ha-ha. So Abaye is saying that that's the pshat. Marsav afrushi afrishinu. So having published now their yichus, minav shayu siliku, they went up already on their own. Marsav bal korche asukinu, as the other man Yomer holds, that's not the way he actually took them up. So bishleim elaman Yomer alu. If you're saying that they were alu on their own. So, Hainad Yom Rav Yeram Shmuel, Kol Aratzot Isa La Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael Isa La Bavel. That you're saying over there, every other country is looked at as a mixture in terms of its yichus in comparison to Eretz Yisrael, where in Eretz Yisrael they were more sensitive and careful to make sure that they didn't have psula yichusin, because they had a bezdin that was always careful. Nonetheless, Eretz Yisrael is considered to be a mess in comparison to Bavel, because Ezra went and took all of the psulim to Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael is in Isa LaBavel. But if you're saying He'elum, that they were basically dragged up and separated out, so then Meida Yadinu. So then how did they get into trouble in Eretz Yisrael mixing with these people, that you're saying it's in Isa? I mean, the whole point was that everybody knew who they were, right? So Meida Yadinu. Well, I mean, that may well be for that generation, but, you know, a couple generations later, things get very confused. So Nihiti Yadi Lahu Dora, the Dora Achrina Lo Yadi. So when it came to Bavel, they didn't leave people behind to get mixed up in the general population, so it remained Solit Nikia. But in Eretz Yisrael, heck, that's like Australia. Bunch of convicts. Ultimately, get no rise out of him. Nothing. Huh? Oh, yeah, no, he's Australian, all right. Yeah, you can see the convict look right there. So there's really, at least I got a little bit of a smile. So he carries an Australian passport on him. Oh, yeah, that's just as well as having convicts stamped across your forehead. You know. So that means that these people were still basically there, and if they're there, that means that their genes are going to spread through the entire population. So it says the Gemara, okay, now I understand that, but let me ask you something else. If you're telling me they came up on their own, that would explain why it says, and so on. So Ezra needed to make a 3-day stop in order to do a census of who was there. Because after all, he wasn't the one who had decided who was coming in the first place. It wasn't one of these nefesh benefesh deals where all of the papers are filled out in advance. So you needed to have a typical stop at Misrad, what do they call it, Hapnim in the airport. So it was 3 days, you know. So, so on the way, they made a 3-day stop, okay? But if you're going to tell me that there, it says, they levi lo matzati sham, and there weren't any levim there, but laman yomer he'alum, if you're saying that it was all arranged from before, and he had these guys separated out in the first place, why does it take 3 days in Misrad Hapnim? I mean, everything was filled out in advance. Hamizar Zahiri, I mean, I thought we already know who they are. But that was only the psulim. Nihidi's there, bipsulim, you're right. He needed to bring up the mamzeri and so on and so forth. But b'ksherim lo is the ur. He didn't know who was Kohen, who was Levi, who was Yisrael. So that he required still to take a brief census and to find out what he's got.
But can we read
So if you're saying they came up all on their own. Okay, so that would explain why we need this 3-day stop. And that would explain why it says that I brought everybody together at the edge of the river. We made a shlosha yamim machane there. The avina ba'am, and then I analyzed the people, kohanim, etc. And I found that I couldn't find any levim. That was all issue. But l'man yom ha'alun, we already knew who everybody was, right? Amizah is the hearing. Answers the Gemara, Nehidi is Darbe Psulim. Even though they knew all the Psulim were, they didn't know the Ksherim, whether they were Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. That lo is Dawur, and for that he needed to stop. Okay, continues the Mishnah to say, Kohani, Leviye, V'Yisraeli. So, Minolan de Solik, how do we know that in the end, actually, he got everybody to come up, and that we have Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim? So here, of course, he was looking not necessarily for Levim in terms of their yichus, but for Levim that could be active in the Beit HaMikdash. And we know the whole issue that happened with Levim, that Shiru Lanu Mishir Tzion, and that they actually maimed themselves in order not to be able to play their musical instruments anymore. So it literally bit off their thumbs. And so because of that, they said, Eich Nashirat Shir Hashem. And so that way they couldn't be forced to play. So over here, he was looking for people that were ro'i, and when it says, that's true, but remember that those people were still there, because we know that when they built the Beit HaMikdash, they were crying about how crummy the Beit HaMikdash looked to them, and that there were more of that, but the people were excited. So they didn't have now the ksherim, and the ones that were kosher, that had been born in Bavel, were living the high life in L.A., they didn't feel like coming to Eretz Yisrael, and it was only the older men and who had cared that much about leaving Eretz Yisrael in the first place, they were the ones who came. So, we know, therefore, that there were Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. How do we know? Dichtiv, because that it says beferish, Vayeshvu HaKohanim VaHaLevim Umin HaAm VaHaMishorarim VaHaShoarim VaHaNetinim BaOreihem VeChol Yisrael BaOreihem. So, obviously, these people had settled. We know that there were Chalale, Deri, and Charuri. How do we know? Chalale minolan detanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gdola Chazaka. Look how powerful the halacha, a chazaka is. Shenemar ubimnei hakohanim. There was a story over here of kohanim from Bnei Chavaya, Bnei Hakotz, Bnei Barzilai, asher lakach mibnot Barzilai Giladi Isha, vayikare al shmam. Now these guys claim to be kosher kohanim, and they were asked to produce the records of their genealogy. So, Ela Bikshuk Tavame Bityachasim, they looked for all their old birth certificates and so on, which had been brought with them. And this is already, 70 years have passed, it's serious. Volonim Tso. Of course, it was hard for them to find them. Vayugoalum in Akuna. So, because of doubts as to the veracity of their records, their oral records, they were not allowed to be regular members of the Kuna, because they couldn't prove that they were kosher Kohanim. And so, what Hatar Shata, by the way, Hatar Shata is a very cute story. Hatar Shata is the name for was given Nehemiah. And the reason Nehemiah was called Hatar Shata, Gemara says elsewhere, is because the word Hatar Shata means to allow drinking. Now, he, Heter Shtia, to allow drinking.
Repealed prohibition.
Yeah, exactly. And what it means is that if you take a look in the story of Nehemiah and his position in the royal court, he was the official wine taster. Because he was the one who would actually be in charge of the wine, would bring the wine to the melech. And of course, you don't bring wine to the melech unless you drink some first, for obvious reasons. But how could he drink it first since it wasn't kosher wine? So they had to be matir him to drink the wine. So he was called a hater shata. And actually, that's how he got the king to support Aliyah from within that position. An amazing story, right? All there beferish. And the story, there he was bringing the wine and had an opportunity to ask Aliyah. Exactly. No, it's in the psukim. So anyway, by Yomer Hatar Shata, so Hatar Shata therefore determined, he tells them, Asher lo yachlu mikodesh kodashim adamot kohen lurim v'tumim. Look, you guys do not have a right to eat from the kachim until there's a kohen that will ask about your lurim v'tumim, which is the same as saying until Mashiach comes, because there was no Urim Bethumim functional during the entire period of the second Beit HaMikdash. So basically he's saying, you know, you guys are not going to be eating from the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So we're going to see what Kodesh HaKodeshim means. So what he said to them was like this, look, you can continue to be Kohanim the way you were Kohanim back in Bavel, okay? What exactly was your status of Kohanim in Bavel? You would eat Kodesh HaGvul. You would eat basically Truma, because there was no Kodesh in Bavel. Of course, that Truma was only Drabonah, which we're going to ask later. So you were eating only Truma, okay? So you can continue. Afkanami Bekodesh HaGvul. You can go ahead and eat Truma, but you can't do more than that. But wait, there's a Mandi Omer who says that if you see a Kohen eating Truma, then you can assume that he's a Kohen kosher, he's kosher for Avoda. So how can we allow them to eat Truma? So aren't they going to end up now being taken up to the Beit HaMikdash? No, in this particular case, it is so clear that Shinei Hatam, the Riach Heskatayu, over here you don't have to be Choshesh, because all of the other Kohanim at that point that were eating Truma were being allowed to come up and do the Avod in the newly built Beit HaMikdash. These people, by very virtue of the fact that they were set aside, people will understand that they have a unique status. So then, if that's the case, then what's the big deal of saying, wow, look how great a Chazak is? I mean, so then, my Gedola Chazakah. I mean, it's not so great. It was a Chazakah, and we keep a Chazakah, like always. No, because Mikara Chobachum and Rabbanan. Originally, when they were eating Truma back in Bavel, they were only eating Truma to Rabbanan. Now we're saying, because you have a Chazakah to eat Truma, we're even going to allow you to eat Truma to Raita. Man, oh man. So in other words, you see the power of a Chazakah, that it's not only to maintain the current halakhic status, but that we can extrapolate when things change to an equivalent status. That's a Pella. So the Sofa to eat Truma to Raita. Well, you know what? It could be that even that wasn't true. Maybe, of course, they didn't allow him to eat Truma D'Oraita since they were Suffolk Kohanim. And even according to Mandi Omer, who says that you can jump to a conclusion that if a Kohen is eating Truma, he's roi for the Beit HaMikdash. No. That's only if he's eating Truma D'Oraita. Over here, they're only treating him in a Rabbanan, and that's why we weren't afraid that they would end up being Oved in the Beit HaMikdash. Min Rabbanan lo maskina. So then, what's the Gedola Chazakah? So now I don't understand. So you're saying, you used to eat Truma in a Rabbanan, continue to eat Truma in a Rabbanan? Great. That's like any Chazakah. What's the Gedola? Ah, because when they were back in Bavel, you see, Mikara lekal migza mishum Truma D'Oraita. Before, they couldn't be Gozer because of Truma D'Oraita. Because there was no Truma D'Oraita in Bavel. But the Besof, when they came up there to Israel, nonetheless, they allow them to continue to eat Truma D'Rabbanan despite the fact that there ought to be a Gezerah. If you allow a guy to eat Truma D'Rabbanan, isn't he going to come to eat Truma D'Oraita? And nonetheless, they could continue to eat Truma D'Rabbanan, but he write to Lo Achol. But doesn't it say in the Pasuk, V'aktiva yomer atashat alem asher lo yachlu b'kodesh ha-kodeshim? Mashba only truly Kodesh things from the Beit HaMikdash. But they could eat certainly Truma even though it's the Oraita. So Bekodesh HaKodeshim Udu Lo Yochal. How call me the other things? Certainly Nechol. No, you're misunderstanding the words Kodesh HaKodeshim. No. It doesn't mean Kodesh HaKodeshim. Because, I mean, obviously what, and not Kodeshim Kalim. No, it's Kodesh HaKodeshim, but Kodeshim Kalim. I mean, it doesn't mean what you think it means at all. What he was saying is, Achikama, you cannot eat Kodesh, and you cannot eat Kodashim. Meaning what? Lo midi demikri Kodesh. You can't eat the thing that the Torah refers to as Kodesh. Velo midi demikri Kodashim. And you can't eat the thing that the Torah refers to as Kodashim. What am I referring to? Lo midi demikri Kodesh. Tichtiv. Vechozar lo yochal Kodesh. Referred to Truma. So you can't eat Truma D'Oraita, which is called Kodesh. And you can't eat the Muram, the Chaz of Ashok, meaning which is Kodesh Kalim. And generally that's what we give to the Kohen for the Kodesh Shlomi, which he brings home and gives to the family. You can't even eat that. Lo midi demikri Kodashim. Where is that? Yamakra. Ubat Kohen. Kitiela Yizar. He betrumat HaKodashim. Lo tochal. And we explain those words, trumat HaKodashim, as meaning lo mamar bimuram min HaKodashim. In other words, the chaz of a shok of Shlamim, which is taken out of the Shlomi and given to the Kohen, even that lo tochal. Thank you, gentlemen. No. Truma is Kodesh. Kodashim is muram min ha-kodashim. Itar for Rabbi Yochanan mamzerim li-itaher. Ketza. Mamzer she nasa shifcha of Lad Eben. Shikro nimtza ben ben chari. Rabbi Eliezer omer, no. Then the ben is an Eben and a mamzer. Iboilo. Rabbi Tarfon l'chatkila komer di-abad kama. Toshma. Omru lo Rabbi Tarfon. Man, what a chauvinist. Ti-arta ta zakarim velo ti-arta na nekevot. Ti-arta l'chatkila komer mamzer damitin sin li-abda. No, 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 no. Eben ain't lo chies. Toshma. Dus bezicht de rabbi Smaloy mamzer havin. Vi amar le, I akad matcha, I would have been able to be tartino levenarcha. So I amit bishoy melech atchila, fine. But I amit diabat. So what are we saying? No, he's saying the nasiv le eitza, vi amar le zil gnov, and then get based to sell you as an eved ivri. Eved ivri? What are you talking about? Bezvan shayovel noin is only eved ivri mi havi bezvan shanit rabbi Smaloy. Vi amar ne eved ivri noigel bezvan shayovel noin. And lav shmana rabbi tarfa le chatchila komer shmamino. Om rabbi rama shmuel, indeed alofik rabbi tarfa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Arizah Eved Mamzer both. Omer Rabbi Lazar, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. The Omer Kro Lo Dor Asiri Lo Yavo Lo, meaning Alecha Chapsulo always. Rabbona, Ahu Be Yisrael Shenazim Mamzeret, because Sakadat Kamin Mishpotam Levet Avotamti. In which case you would go according to the father who is kosher, comes along the Lo and takes it out of the general rule of Mishpotam Levet Avotam. Rabbi Eliezer, so same logic. Lav avagav dechtiv l'mishpotam l'beit avotam ato lo afke. Or kanami avagav dechtiv ha'isha v'yoladeh t'yeladu ne'a ato lo afke. V'rabonan, no comparison. Ko v'lad b'mei shivcha k'nanit ki v'lad b'mei b'himadami. Hadra l'alach ha'omer. Asara yuchasin alumi bava. Kohane levi'e yisraeli. Chalale gere v'charure. Mamzere netine shtuki v'yasufi. Kohane levi'e yisraeli mutarim lo zebezeh. Levi'e yisraeli chalale gere v'charure mutarim lo zebezeh. Gere charuri mamzer netini shtuki vasufi kolam mutarim lo zebezeh. Ve'elohim shtuki koshu makir timo ve'inu makir taviv. Asufi koshu ne'esaf min hashuk ve'inu makir lo taviv lo timo. Abashol haya kare l'shtuki beduki. Asra yuchasin alumi bavel ma'ay ari detani alumi bavel nitne halchu le'eretz Yisrael. Miot agav ruchei kamash from Kiritania. Vekam tevi al dita lamakom ashiv karashem lokecha. Menomit shepeit amigdash gavoa mikol eretz Yisrael. Veretz Yisrael gavoa mikol eretz zot. Bishlem beit amigdash gavoa mikol eretz Yisrael. Hainu dichtiv divrei rivot bisharecha. Vekam tevi al dita. El eretz Yisrael gavoa mikol eretz zot minolan. Dichtiv. Lachein inei yomim bainu mashem. Lo yomer ot chai Hashem asher alo et b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. Kim chai Hashem asher alo v'asher avid b'nei Yisrael meretz Tzafon u'mikol eretz zot asher dachtim sham. So my Ari Tatani Alu Mi Bavel Nitni Alu Le Eretz Yisrael Misayei Alei Le Rebbe Elazar Demer Rebbe Elazar Lo Ola Ezra Mi Bavel Ache Asake Solet Niki Avi Allah Yitmar Abay Omar Alu All on their own Rav Omar He Elum Tnan Vekamif Gebed Rabbi Elazar Diom Rabbi Elazar Lo Ola Ezra Mi Bavel Ache Asake Solet Niki Avi Allah Abay Alet Le Rebbe Elazar He left it up to them Rava Itle Le Rebbe Elazar He dragged them out And then minafshayu saliku. Umar sofer balkor kayu asukinu. So bishleim elamad yomer alu. Haim yomer rav yomer shmu kol haratzot yisal eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael yisal lebabel. But if the whole point was to be ma'alim, so eretz Yisrael remained clean. Because he's saying, alu midi adino. Ani di adi lo hudara. Le dara kriya lo yadi. Bishlem in the man yomer alu hanu dechtiv ek betzemel an harab alak haba menachin an Hashem shlosh hayamim viavina ba'amu bekwanim ubnei levi lo matzanti sham and the man yomer halum a miser sigiri nid is dar bitzulim bikshirim lo is davur kohani levi of Israel min olin desaliku dechtiv ayeshua kohani valavim umina am amishorim vashorim vanitikim biorehem v'chol Yisrael biorehem chalole geri v'charuri chalole min olin detani Rabbi Yosi yomer gdola chazaka shenema ובבני הכהנים, בני חוויה, בני הקוץ, בני ברזילי, אשר לקח מבנות ברזילי הגלעדי אישה, ויקרא על שמם, אלה ביקשו כתבם המתייחסים, ולא נמצאו, ויגואלו מן הכהונה, ויאמר התרשת עליהם, אשר לא יאכלו מקודש הקודשים, עד אמות כהן, לאומים ותומים. אמר להם, הרי אתם בחזקתכם, במה הייתם אוכלים בגולה? קודשי הגבול, אף כאן נמי בקודשי הגבול. ולמאן יאמר מעלים מתשומה ליוחסים, הנידוחו בתשומה אותו לסוכינו, שאני אתם דריה חזקתיו, so then what's the גדולה חזקה? דמי קורא חו בתשומה לרבונה, ולבסוף חו בתשומה לרעיתה. Well, you know what, Ibai Tamil, you know why we don't have to worry about מעלים. ליולם השתנמי בדרבונה נחו בדרעיתה לא אחו. And the only חשש שמסכינה מתשומה ליוחסים is only if he's eating תשומה לרעיתה, דרבונה לא מסכינה. אי יוחי, מהי גדולה חזקה? דמי קורא לקה למגזר משום תשומה לרעיתה. לבסוף, even though now in Eretz Yisrael, Ikal Migzar Mishum Truma Diraita. Nonetheless, we allow them to continue to Bidrabon and Achol, Bidiraita Loachol. But I thought that Ktiva Vayomar Tashatelem, Asheloyaku Mikodasha Kodashim, Mashwadavka, real Kachim Lo de Loyach. Oh, call Midi like Truma Nechol. No. Okay, come on. Lo Kodesh. Velo kodashim. Lo midi de mikra kodesh, lo midi de mikra kodashim. Lo midi de mikra kodesh, tefkol zar lo yoko kodesh. Lo midi de mikra kodashim, deo mamar. Ubat koen ki telo yizar, hi betrumat hakodashim lo tochal, meaning, o mamar, bimuram min hakodashim lo tochal.